At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. Hey.
All right, we are back and better than ever, baby.
We're fresh and refreshed and not even a little stinky except for Soph's bunhole. Oh, shit. She's called out.
Not going to lie, she ain't lying. My stomach's a little upset right now. Lucky I didn't start the podcast the way I was going to start the podcast.
What? How are you going to start it?
I don't want to tell you.
What were you going to say?
No, I already told you before. I said you should fart in the mic.
I go, no, because I'm going to taste it probably then. That's scary.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God.
Because it's going to be near me.
Okay, I think we need to restart.
Why?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm like, what did I say? I have no filter. It's nothing new here. Nothing new.
Y'all.
We're back, and we have mics that are on the table, and it's like sick because I can move my hands. I can do a lot with my hands.
I'm still holding the microphone. I don't know why.
I probably still will, too.
So we brought the Back Pocket Productions. They brought us.
The boys.
They brought us these little arm stands for our microphones, so we're hoping that Sid doesn't break her teeth.
Thank you.
Anymore. And we can kind of sit back, relax a little bit, but I can't quite figure it out.
I know. We'll get it fixed. Guys, we are here, and we weren't here last week, and we are so very sorry, but just like we preach, we got to preach it to ourselves. Like mental health, anxiety, your overall wellness and well-being is important. Like when we need a break, we need a break. And we both mutually had the same week where we weren't feeling well and we were not on. And we came here and we were like, this is not happening because it's not going to be a good episode. And we needed a break and that's it. And we're back and better than ever, but we don't half-ass episodes ever. And why would we produce something or put something out to your ears that we don't even like? So,
and honestly, we've had 46 episodes and we have yet to do that. So like we gave ourselves that grace. We're like, oh my gosh, we're not going to be consistent. But now that we like know you guys a little bit more and you know us, they're like, this is actually awesome
people
that they took a week
it.
Off. Yeah. People respected that.
I was like, oh my God. Okay. I feel heard. All right.
But yes, we're so happy. But speaking of you guys, your listeners, if you are Minneapolis based, we do have a little event coming up. It's a Crisp and Green HIIT workout. So there's a Crisp and Green in North Loop, and Sid and I will be coaching a class on October 9th at 9:30 a.m. A little HIIT class. You don't have to be a professional workout or whatever the hell.
No.
It'll be fun. It'll be chill. It is capped at a certain number. And to be honest, it's already been waitlisted, but we expanded it. So jump on the tickets now. Where can they get the tickets?
Tickets are in the link in our bio. They're under the Crisp and Green logo. Just go ahead. It's free. Do I have to say it again? It's free. So just come. And you also get a free drink from Crisp and Green, which is amazing. And drum roll.
Please.
We will be selling hoodies. Baby, they are here. There is a limited edition. They're not very vast. We only ordered a few and we did not really take into consideration how many people might want them. And we feel blessed, but you got to come get them now. And if you're listening and you're not in Minnesota, don't worry. We'll get them to you. But first come, first serve on the ones at our event. And if you want to just come and not work out, just
they
come
can come
for social
at
hour.
10:30.
Yep, 10:30.
For a little social hour.
Come join. Come hang out. Yeah.
Also, before we really get into straight candid moments, we have Sid, you wanted to share some things, right?
I did. Okay, so we got a few little. You guys are amazing, by the way.
Hold on,
like
we got Dr. Sarah.
Dr.
Sarah on the Insta Live.
She's on our Insta Live. I just posted a story about her, vote because we want to have her back on.
Go
She's
vote.
Amazing. The vote actually is only giving you two options and they're both yes, so never mind. Okay, so two people sent in reviews and I just wanted to take a second and read them anonymously, but still it touched us. So this one is, just have to share, I'm binging the shit out of this pod. I heard you both on Dave Ryan a month or so ago and was so intrigued. I ended things with my partner about a month ago and all the things you two talked about on episode 10 hit home. Okay, guys, you guys are fab. Love y'all. So just a reminder, go listen back. Episode 10, if you don't know what that is, you better go check it out. The other one, this one comes from Chicky Dabs on our Apple Podcast.
Wait, I
review.
Love Chicky Dabs. Chicky Dabs,
I
shout
love the
out.
Name. Shout out Chicky Dabs.
That's her Insta, I think, too.
Oh, it is? Okay, yes. I need to go look. I was introduced to these ladies by taking a fitness class taught by them.
Crispin
Green. Here we go. I thought they were so genuine and fun. Like, wow, I could actually hang out with them, which I don't feel about many people. Come to listen to their amazing pod, which gives me life advice, makes me have to pee or poop, Sid. I'm like, hey, watch it. And my pants from laughing so hard, but also keeps me grounded on life and is tough for everyone. We are all just trying to make it happen every day after day to be our best selves, including them. So it's very versatile, and it's literally send my boyfriend's episodes to listen to. Could not be more thankful for the hour of Thursday entertainment to get me through my workday. Love the show. Stay straight, flexin', ladies.
I love that. If you're going to send your boyfriend any episode.
That was really nice.
Since we just mentioned Dr. Sarah, like before, what episode was she on?
Dr. Sarah was.
Because I think that is a great episode to send your significant other or your girlfriend, boyfriend. It's because it talks all about, is it the 38? 38.
Sorry, I can't click it. Am I blind?
This is why we need crap.
I'm looking. No, it's not 38. Do you remember? Can you see it?
Andrew's loading.
We want to give you the right number. So
yeah. Hold on. We had Dr. Sarah on. She is an OBGYN. Oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you.
What?
39.
I was going to say, I was right near it.
I made an appointment with her. I think it's next week. Or is it this week?
Wait, you did?
Dr. Sarah, tell me when it is.
When's my appointment?
Yeah, so I told her at the beginning of that episode I'd never... Like, I wouldn't want someone to give me a pap smear that I knew.
Yeah.
But now here we are.
Here we are. Now you're going to her.
Just give me a little pappy.
I need to make an appointment with her.
Okay. I know, Sid, you just shared a little review. I have something. One, and I need your take.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Okay.
5 stars.
Okay.
5 stars, even though, and then I kept reading, I still listen, even after Sid blocked me on Instagram for some reason. Glad to see these women killing it. Can't wait to see how far they go. Keep it up.
So, okay, I just got fucking called out really bad.
I was like, I had to.
No comment, but I actually think I know who it is. I'm not going to say anything. Thank you very much for writing a review. Okay. Oh, I'm so awkward. Okay, so straight cannon moments real quick. Oh, you want me to go? All right, I'll go.
Yeah, change the subject.
I have 2 things to say. Holy shit. I game dayed with my family this weekend, which was really, really fun. My parents came down and my dad got lit, my mom got lit, and Taylor got lit, and it was just hilarious. I have something that I need to share because I'm irritated. And usually I do a straight cannon moment that's funny, but this is not funny. I'm fucking pissed, honestly. This woman sold me. Preface. I've never used Depop before. Never used it. I've heard great things. You know, you trust it. It's a community. Everyone's honest. They sell you what they say they're going to sell you. Lie. Okay, so I messaged this woman. I'm like, yeah, let's see. I love your jacket. Is it real vintage? She said it's vintage. I'm like, cool. Ordered it. Got it in the mail. I confirmed. I'm like, you don't see any tags on it. She's like, no, I don't see any tags. Cool. Get it in the mail. It's a blazer, a black blazer. It's supposed to be vintage leather. Okay, really nice for a good amount of money. It's fake. It is literally a Zara blazer that she cut the tags out of. I've seen it at the store. Bullshit. I've literally seen it at the store, and texted or whatever, messaged back, and I was like, you're lying. I'm like, you literally cut the tags out of a jacket and sent it to me. And not to mention, she must have thrown it on the ground at the Loop or something spilled a drink all over it because it had all those drink droplets on it. You know what I mean? That get caked on there.
I know exactly what
and I'm
about.
Rattled. And she goes, sorry, I bought it. I vintaged it and it was really expensive. And yeah, I didn't see anywhere where the tags were. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't like liars. That is something that really, really bugs me. Like lying. Like don't lie. Like even if you're like scamming me, be like, oh, what? Oh, weird. LOL. I actually just bought that. You know, sorry about that. I'll, you know, send it back. She refused to let me send it back. And you know what now? Guess what? You're going to get an email from me and Depop saying your store is shut down for being a liar.
Okay. So, I mean, yes, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the lying. But better question is Depop. So this is is this a cheaper way to buy cool name brand things?
Kind of, yeah.
I kind
of
want to look at it now.
It's mostly all used, but it's vintage. It's supposed to be mostly vintage stuff.
What other tips do you have for getting cute clothes that are not... necessarily full price, because like your girl needs some cute clothes, but she like Aritzia, I want to walk in that store, but I can't because
my sister works there, and I'm like, oh my god.
Oh yeah, yeah, she was telling me about
Taylor works there. I would say find something that's cool on a website and then go to H&M and see if they have it. Yeah. Like if it's a basic. Also, I usually, this is really weird, but I go to like Pretty Little Thing or Princess Polly and I use their photos as outfit inspiration.
Yeah.
That's a trick. Mm-hmm. And also I just made a like to know it. So it's in my bio. I need to add it to like the pod link. I don't know how, what I'm going to do with that. But anyway, you can, I will list the things that I'm actually like wearing or things that are like it that love are cheaper that. And you can buy it. If
that's
you want.
Helpful. I need, yeah. I already clicked on your like to know it.
You did?
Yeah, it's cool.
Thank you.
I love it.
Straight candid moments from you. Sorry, I had a rant there for a second. Holy
hell. It's
all right.
You're welcome to rant. Okay. Straight candid moments from me. Yeah, mine. Okay. You went a little serious. I'm going a little serious too. But
sorry.
You know, I've said I was trying to get a therapist for about a year now.
Yes.
Finally got a therapist and it was so easy. And I think it's because I used to think it was so difficult to find someone.
That's
it was expensive. But you've all heard of BetterHelp. Like podcasts shout them out all the time. BetterHelp is a website. You just like fill out a questionnaire and they match you with someone. And if you don't like who you're matched with, you can get a new therapist.
That's amazing. But it sounds so easy.
Yeah. So I have my first little meeting with her tomorrow. I'm really excited. Aww. But yeah, some certain therapy. Second
I'm proud of you for that.
I have a huge zit coming on my eyebrow.
Okay.
And I feel like I have a horn on the left side of my face.
Okay.
You see it?
No.
Oh, it hurts, man.
Oh, a little bit.
An
when
eyebrow
you poke
zit?
It. You think you had a horn off your eyebrow?
Oh,
come on.
I'll
it's
show
barely
you. I'll
lifted.
Show you.
Oh.
But
this woman and her zit problem. I'm like, it's literally underground. You can't see it. I'm yeah, zoom
Andrew's
in on that,
zooming.
Andrew.
Yeah, yeah. See now
show
I
him
talk
the
about
horn.
It.
Show him the horn.
But if you watch Skin on Explained on Netflix,
oh,
it was really interesting.
Wait.
Mind blown.
Oh, I want to go watch that tonight.
Yeah,
I love documentaries. I watched the Caitlyn Jenner, or no, Bruce Jenner documentary on Netflix, and it was really interesting.
I haven't seen that.
It tells about his, basically, when he won the Olympics, which is just insane. Like, we forget that Bruce Jenner won the Olympics.
Yeah,
and he's like,
crazy.
And then, yeah, now he's Caitlyn Jenner. So, anyway. You guys, we're
wait,
really...
I have one more.
Oh, wait. Oh, sorry about that. Whoa.
So... I was going to tell you this. I was going to tell you this in the elevator and we were going up, but I decided to wait because so before I got here, I was like deciding what I was going to wear. So I had just showered and so I didn't put on any undergarments.
And undergarments? You mean your underwear? Yes.
Or bra or anything.
Oh, yeah.
And I always wear a bra and I do wear underwear a lot, even though Dr. Sarah told me not to. I still
listen to Dr. Sarah.
I like a good thong here
and
there.
Honey, boo-boo, child.
But
get those infections.
I literally drove here and as I'm going up the elevator, I realized... nothing is on, which is why in our pictures for a thumbnail, I was like, is my labia out?
Wait, what? Are you really not wearing any?
Nothing.
And you're still sitting like that. Yeah. She's got her leg wide open. I'm like, oh God,
yeah,
honey, we're going to peep
honestly,
something over there.
I feel really uncomfortable.
It's okay. We like
it's
a little
right.
free bird.
A little free moment.
I, for one,
little underwear free moment.
How about this? I'm wearing jeans and I bought them not that long ago and they're way too tight.
Oh.
Way too tight on me.
That's why I'm wearing loose
and
soggy,
you know what,
shorts.
I don't give a flying fuck, you know why? Because I've been eating pretzels and a little bit of chocolate every night, and you know what, I don't care because I feel good and I'm working out still and I'm moving my body. So
and weight fluctuation as a female, completely normal
and
as a male.
And also I went through my closet last night and I got rid of shit that I don't fit into anymore, and that is okay, that is healthy.
Yeah.
Your body is like the seasons, it changes, it ebbs, mm-hmm. it flows. Get rid of the shit that doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. Wear what your body's going to feel good in. Okay. Anywho, I love your straight candid moments and I'm glad you're free birding and I hope I see your labia. So this week, episode 46, you guys, we wanted to talk a little bit about like what's been going on in our lives, but also like moving in, like I moved in with Jordan, maybe dating dilemmas, hookup culture, single life, different things under that umbrella. Because last week we talked about family. We talked about, you know, those dynamics. We wanted to talk about dating and the dynamics that we're, you know, understanding and thinking through right now and experiencing right now. We forget that you guys care about our lives too. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's kind of weird to like be like, and me, I'm doing this, you know? So I think we kick it off with a little bit about the realness of moving in with somebody else, and in particular, moving in with a man, because I moved in with a man.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan, the boyfriend, you've heard his name. He's there. He's around. He's probably outside the door with his ear up to the door right now. Just kidding. The cat boy. The cat man himself. I will say, when I started to think about I was going to move in with Jordan, people had a lot of opinions. and a lot of comments.
Did you think people had opinions?
Both.
Yeah.
I think I actually thought people cared more than they actually
like
did.
Remember, I was like, Sid, no one gives a fuck.
She had to tell me.
Yeah. I was like, do what you want to do.
I don't know what it was, but I was afraid that like even guy friends or like people from the University of Minnesota, you know what I mean? Like my friends were going to think of me differently or think that like maybe I wasn't going down my right path or I wasn't heading to California still or like doing all the things that I've always talked about. And it's almost like I had this preconceived notion that moving in with somebody like ended any freedom that you were going to have.
Yep.
And I'm here to tell you that it is a squashed fake ass thing. Okay. I need to tell people that because what I'm experiencing right now is something that no one had ever talked to me about moving in with if it was a positive thing. Mm-hmm. And it's not always positive. A majority of it is positive. And it's important to know what that actually feels like. Someone actually on our little screen here said, is this the first time Sydney has lived with a guy? And yes, this is the first time I've ever lived with anybody.
Ooh.
I've never even considered it prior. I'm way too independent.
Have you lived alone?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
Curious. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, to be honest, in my last apartment, I was with two of my friends, but they were never home.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Kind of, but exactly. not really. Yeah. But people will assume that it was the next step in marriage. Like I heard that from other people too. And I assumed that people were thinking that too. Like I don't, just because I moved in with Jordan doesn't mean I'm even thinking about marriage. Like I'm not thinking about it as a next step. I'm not thinking about it as it's coming. Like it's literally just that I have a roommate and we live in the same building and it's a lot easier.
And you can have sex with them every night.
Thank you.
Yay.
But you kind of, you don't though.
Yeah. Okay. Give me the deets.
So I can tell you about that. Do you want to hear about that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I know. And she always wants a little nosy posy pants. No, I'm just kidding. Nosy posy, no underwear pants. it's a little bit different because I think you can get lazy because you live under the same roof so you know it's available at any point.
It's the repetitive sex, like the exact same position, exact same time, exact same way you start.
If you're not conscious of it. Yes.
Exactly.
If you're not conscious of it. When you are, and which we've been doing a way better job of, and I'm not going to give you too much dates without him in here, obviously, but
hey,
it's
Jordan.
Just like, yeah, he's just like probably like, shut up.
Jordan, come tell us about important. Your sex life.
Yeah, for sure. It's just important to like be conscious of it and also like make a point to do it when you want to.
Yes.
So I just have to call out that like I wasn't good at it and I was wondering why, like I wasn't good at initiating is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It was because I was worried that like he wouldn't want to do it or he was
afraid,
too tired or like, I don't know.
It's scary to like have that that potential for rejection and you don't want to feel that. But the thing is as a female.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If you're horny and you want to make a move, like that is a perfect time for to do that, especially when you're in a relationship and you're living in the same bed. Like I remember us talking about like how to initiate as a female. And, do you have tips how to initiate or do you have certain ways that you like to do it?
So the way I like to just be clean. So that's like a weird thing, but like, I don't.
Oh, I was like, what do you mean clean? Like shower?
No, just like shower. You're already naked.
Yeah,
it's like the
same.
Perfect time to like jump into it after the fact, though. I'm not really like a big in the shower person. It's a lot of slippery
it also
sliding.
It's not as like, it's not as lubey as you would want it to be.
No, and it's also
dry,
just like,
but it's wet.
My hair gets really matted. I don't, like,
mascara
it's just scary.
Runs down your face and you look absolutely insane. It's not
I'm
sexy.
I'm not squashing it, but I'm just saying
I think it's overrated.
I think it's overrated too.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. Shower, I feel like I was alone in that. And that makes me feel so good that you said that.
I think shower sex is overrated too, because yes, a lot of times like girls are wearing mascara. Guys don't think about this shit.
No.
But girls wear mascara. Who knows if you just wash your hair, you're about to get it matted and wet again.
Yeah.
You probably just did your hair.
If you put conditioner in, forget about it.
If you have mascara on, it's about to run down your face and you ain't going to look sexy anymore.
You look terrible. You look absolutely... Jordan goes, you have a little something right there. I looked in the mirror. It's literally raccoon eyes because I must have gone like this. And he goes, you have a little something right there. Oh, okay. And then, a little something? I look like I literally just played a football game.
And then it's not fair because guys, when guys are wet, they look the exact same but sexier. So it's just... It pisses me off.
Outlines are like muscle lines.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
I don't actually... Oh, how do you initiate? I'm like, what was the question? I think that... The best way to do it is not put pressure on it, not think about all the time, when am I going to initiate it, but rather act on when you're turned on or when you're feeling like you want to. And don't worry so much about if they look like they want to right now, or if they said that they're tired or whatever it may be. Just do it for you. That's what I had to wake up for.
And
that's
also
what I had to do.
So someone else on live said initiating sex is my fatal flaw. I'm truly incapable because I get so nervous and overthink it.
No.
So my go-to... This is also how I like to be turned on. So like, I don't know if it's really transferable, but I like just start massaging them a little bit, like on their chest, like playing with their lips a little bit, with your hands even.
Yeah.
And like,
or scratching. And like, I do a back scratch.
Like they'll get the gist.
Yeah.
And if they don't, you'll know. And maybe they turn over and they're like, and they just fall asleep. And then you're like, okay, like it was no harm, no foul, but like, just start like touching them and like playing with them. And like, maybe you start breathing a little heavier.
Being confident.
Yeah.
I promise you, and I get what this person is saying, to be honest. Like, I felt like that too. I felt like nervous. I felt I'm going to bother them. What if they turn me down, or, you know, what if this is awkward, or what if I'm awkward? It's like, if you're turned on, you should already be in a better mindset to do the things you want to do. But if you're in your head and you're not turned on yet, and you're like, I should initiate sex for what?
Yeah.
You're not turned on. It doesn't sound like you're really in the mood. Just wait until the moment feels right. Maybe you've had a glass of wine. Maybe you just got back from dinner and you're like, ooh, I'm a little frisky right now. That's your time to initiate. Maybe just go up to them and kiss them or slow them down. And if they're not taking you seriously, just say, hey, wait a second. Like, slow down for a second. Just talk to them in a normal, more sensual voice and roll with it.
Yeah. I was going to say, and also, like, I know you might not always be in the mood and maybe your partner wants to be intimate.
Yeah.
I think that this goes both ways for like guys. If let's say he wants to initiate it and you're like, oh crap, I really don't want to have sex right now.
Yeah.
I think men also need to remember that girls are also very sensual and like, I can't jump right in. And like every girl knows foreplay, but I want to be touched. I want to like be grazed. I want to, you know, before you actually get into the
like
deed.
Dinner.
Like, I can't. Yeah. Like dinner.
Like touch my leg. I mean,
like, you're like pay for my dinner and
pay
then I'll
buy my food and then maybe
like dinner, like make me dinner. I meant yes, honey.
Touch my leg, like, yes. like rub my back. I love like when they open the door for you and they like, you know, hold your back and like guide you there. Like I love, this is like an end game. Okay. I'll tell you this.
Tell me
I don't talk
game.
About this stuff. If Jordan plays with my hair while we're laying in bed, over, done.
Aww,
it's happening. It's
cute.
Because it's just like, I feel so cared for, and that's when I feel like I cared for and turned on. Yeah.
I can kind of relate, but mine's more like if someone sucks my finger. So a little more, little different level there.
God, I'm literally a grandma. I'm not a grandma.
But no,
I just don't like to give the deets.
But Sid, you're in like a lovable, committed relationship.
True,
you know,
very
like
true.
My dynamic with like my past and like dates I've, you know, it's a little different. Like I think I would feel different if I was in a committed type of relationship.
No, I completely
agree.
I completely agree with that.
This is so funny. We didn't even plan to talk about initiating sex and we came up with this.
But we also haven't talked about this in a while. So this is important.
Yeah.
Someone wrote in on our, I keep saying on our screen. I sound like a grandma here.
We go Instagram live, y'all, for the first like 20 minutes of the podcast, by the way.
Yeah, so we're about to turn it off. So if you've got a question on here and you're on here, now is the time to ask. But the hardest thing for me when I moved in with my boyfriend, I had wrote down a few things that were like kind of bothering me. There's two things. There's one that's not very serious and that's one that's very serious. One, he's not good at recycling and it's fucking annoying.
Oh.
Just recycle
Brit.
Freaking container. What did Brit say? Did Brit
say
something?
I was just going to say Jordy, which is our other producer, his fiance would hate Jordan.
Oh, and he doesn't mean to. And he like, he actually ends up like recycling in the end, which I didn't understand. He goes and he like will sort it, but it drives me insane. I'm like, if I ask you to put the container in the recycling. You don't put it in the trash bin, okay?
How do you?
I'm like twitching my eyes. Like, did you? I've asked you 10 times.
I was gonna say, did you ask
trying
him
to be
like
patient?
Really chill the first time. You're like, hey, Jordan. Like,
the first 14. Yeah, no.
And then you're like, Jordan, it's really bothering me.
No, and you can't get mad if you like get mad for those things. Like, let life just be. I walked around the corner and I started laughing. And I hit myself on the head, and he goes, "What did I do? What?" And I go, "Please, just please try to recycle." And we just both were cracking up. Like, you can make it funny. Yeah. You don't have to make it serious. And if someone's not on your same level like that, like, take a second, tell them, like, I'm not actually getting mad about these things. Yeah. Like, let life be a little lighter than that. Like, my word. The hardest thing, grandpa. The hardest thing I would say is probably just, this is going to sound really bad, but keeping your independence, I think it's tough, you know, like, you're under the same roof as somebody else, especially when you move into their space. You tend to just kind of do what they want to do. And I'm not like that. And I'm
yeah,
thankful
I was gonna say,
for that.
You're such like an independent boss ass bitch that it's probably hard for you to like want, like, you almost want to like prove your independence because you do live with him.
Yep.
So you're like, well, I'm going to go do this
yeah.
by myself.
Yeah, like, alone. Like, yeah. Or didn't tell him. And he's like, where are you going?
I'm
like,
I would do the same shit.
But it's just, it's hard to, I don't know, like, even like make more time for your friends, because you're like, well, I'm just at home. I'm comfortable. Yeah. And he's been running around. He's super independent. I should stay home tonight and like hang out with him. And it's almost like these, you spend these nights like unplanned. And I'm such a planner that I'm like, oh, like I just kind of wasted a night when I could have been doing something for myself just because he was home and I assumed he wasn't going to be doing anything. So you just have to remember to like keep your independence. If you want to go get a drink and he doesn't, so fucking who cares? Go get your drink that you want to go get. You have to remember to do things for yourself, and either they'll follow and you guys will merge together, or you'll have a little alone time. And that's also totally fine too.
And I think, obviously you're the one who actually lives with your boyfriend, so I will shut up in a second. But no. I do think that moving in with someone, like, yes, it's like a trial run. Like, you want to see how you interact together. But like this alone time, I think it is so important to find alone time, even if it means like, I'm going to go read in this other room for a little bit by myself, just because you don't want to revert to codependency.
No.
Just because you could potentially revert to codependency without even trying.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to constantly make the effort to make sure you're still doing things by yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe you get lunch with some girls or so
whatever
on.
It
even
is.
Even if it's in another room. Like,
no,
that's it.
You have to be like conscious of like walking into the other room though. Cause like I don't read really lately. Cause I'm like, I'm laying in bed already.
That was just an example.
No. But I literally
I don't read.
No,
what am I going to do?
I'm not a good reader, period. Yeah. But I've got 3 books on the side table that have looked at me for the past probably 6 years. And they're probably great books. And I can't wait to one day read them. Or maybe they'll just hold my cup like they usually do. Yep. But either way, I need to be more mindful of that. But it's like, or I could just cuddle and watch TV. Like, you know, give yourself some grace. I had a really good comment about that, but I was reading the quirks. What's the word I'm trying to say? Quirks. The quirks of living with somebody. And
like
I wrote a few.
Like, you find weird quirks that he does that you didn't know until you moved in with him.
Yes. For instance, he eats like everything in sight. Like, if I leave out some chips that I wanted to eat, like I'm like getting it set up, like for, I'm going to eat it for lunch. Like, it's like the little bit of the bag left or whatever. Yeah. If I set it out and it's visible to him, he will eat it. Like, I will walk away and it's gone.
Honestly.
And like, Andrew's cracking up because he's probably like, this is me.
This is also me.
Are you seriously?
Well, yeah. Think about every time you have food out.
No.
Do I eat it when you
do.
Out?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You do. Yeah. Nobody else. No, I'm just kidding. But Jordan just literally will eat. Like, I'm like, I was going to make that actually. Yeah. So anyway, but he plays video games and he makes weird noises and he wears headset and it's fucking weird. He twerks when he walks by to like make me laugh, which is pretty cute.
Oh,
he throws what? You like that one?
Jordan.
He's probably playing video games right now. He throws clothes on the ground that he's not wearing. That drives me nuts. And it'll be there for like 3 weeks, but that's fine. It doesn't matter. He orders Propel. Like, we're going into like a shelter. And he like, well, he'll just like walk away, leave the sink running, like walk away for a little while. Like, and then I'm like, I'll turn it off for him. And he's like, did you turn the sink off? I'm like, yeah. Cause you left for like 10 minutes. You idiot.
I know we had Jordan on.
God dang it.
I love it.
I love him.
I know we had Jordan on to talk about financial stuff a while ago, and we like talked a little bit about your relationship, but I think it would be so funny to have him on again now that we're kind of more like into this podcast.
I think it would be hilarious.
I want him on. I want to like
we could bug him
play
again.
Some games with you guys.
Someone said on the live too, like, don't forget about your other relationships while you're in this. And that's completely what I meant by that other piece.
Yep.
But I will squash something for you right now. I'm living here, and it would be hard if we broke up, and it would suck. Obviously, I don't want that to happen, but I could just as easily move out as I did move in. And I mean that, and I think people need to know that. I could just as easily pick my stuff up, go to a different apartment than I could moving my stuff here in the first place. And nothing would change, and my life would still be completely okay.
That is the most important aspect of a relationship, I think.
Yep.
Is them knowing that you don't need to be there. Because then when they know that you need them, they can treat you like shit.
Do you have anything to say about that?
No, but you know what I'm saying?
No, I know. I just thought maybe you were like, something underlying that you wanted to say.
No, I just can tell, like, you can just tell that, like, if you need someone and you're not independent yourself first and, like, confident in who you are and financially stable and you're relying on someone else,
yeah,
it's hard to have that independence. You're going to naturally revert to codependency. You're going to naturally feel like you have to stay there. And I feel like within that, love can kind of be a little messed up, and it's not like you're prioritizing each other's needs as much. And yeah,
you shouldn't be scared in a relationship. And I really truly want you to hear this. If you're scared out there right now, like, and you're like feeling less than, you should not feel less than, and you should not feel scared, and you should not feel scared that someone's going to leave you. And transparently, this is the first relationship I've ever been in where I've not been afraid that Jordan is going to leave me every single second.
Oh, like, that's for real. Horrible feeling.
It's a horrible feeling, but it was an insecurity that I had to deal with. And I need people to know that there will always be more beautiful people. There will always be attractive people that walk by, or people that you're interested in, or whatever. But it comes down to choosing if you want to be with somebody and making it work, and knowing that you're not less than, and you're putting in a mutual effort for a reason. So that's your decision.
And don't stay with someone just because, let's say they have like 5 green flags and maybe 10 red flags.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, make sure you weigh out the pros and cons. And there's a lot of people that probably have those same green flags, is all I'm saying. So just like keep a conscious effort of that. And I think instead of love languages right now, which we will get into, let's talk about, feeling inferior versus a superior vibe, gender roles in a relationship, because it sucks when you feel inferior to another person. And feeling inferior, that can have a lot of things. Maybe they have a better paying job.
Yep.
Maybe they're more attractive. Maybe they're more social in social settings.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe they have a more stable family. Your parents aren't together anymore and their parents are, and they have this beautiful family dynamic, which isn't bad, but it makes you feel inferior. Or maybe they're more independent. So, like, that's one way that you can kind of feel that inferior vibe.
Like, if they have more hobbies, or if you're, this is a bad example, but let's say you're going to like a fitness class and they know everybody and you don't know anybody, and you're like, hi.
And the perfect opportunity for your partner then to introduce you to everyone else and to be like, hey, this is my girlfriend or this is my boyfriend. Like, I absolutely hate it when people, if you are like in some sort of fling or relationship and they don't introduce you to those people and act like they have no, and you stand there like a fucking, I don't know, like loner alien in the middle of the room.
I'm not going to lie. I was kind of bad about that this weekend with Jordan.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to lie, because we were at homecoming game day.
That's hard. When you're also drinking a little.
Drinking, and people, some of the people were like listeners, and he didn't know that until they walked away.
I see. Yeah.
Or like, which I don't necessarily need to be like, and this is Jordan, by the way.
Well,
he was, you know, like, it's like, it's very like situational,
exactly.
But
it
you're
is
totally
situational.
Right.
You're right.
Totally,
but I'm talking
right.
about like a fitness class, maybe.
Oh yeah. Then you know people.
Exactly.
That, yeah.
And
on.
I will say that it is important. Like, for me, it depends who you are, but like, I do want someone who's social, so I don't always have to do that.
If you're pulling the weight of the like conversation at dinner, or like having fun, or like worried about coming up with ideas on what to say, you got to rethink that. You got to rethink that.
Yeah.
It should not be hard to have conversations. It's not always going to be easy if you're not in the right mood, but like, even when you're on dates, this should be something that you're kind of watching out for, but give it like 2 dates.
Yeah.
I say
for
2,
sure.
Cause the first date is never fun.
For sure.
It's really awkward.
But feeling inferior in your relationship, which also can happen once you're married and stuff starts to go down. So like a few ways to kind of get out of this is you definitely have to work on yourself. Kind of like Sid was saying earlier that you need the ability to leave. Like you need to be able to have, make a backup plan. Maybe you aren't financially stable on your own because you are married. What was the thumbs up for?
I had a, like a really awkward.
I was like,
hair.
Am I doing well? Thanks,
no,
guys.
No, you're doing really, really well. So no, I had one hair on my eyeball.
I love it. Increase your self-esteem. Correct negative self-talk. For me, this could also, you know, like you need a therapist. Maybe if you keep putting yourself down and you're seeing yourself inferior for absolutely no reason, you got to talk to someone. And remember your worth. Focus on your friendships, family, prioritize activities that make you feel confident, fulfilled.
Yes.
Most importantly, you have a personal obligation to assert your right and respect yourself. Because if you don't respect yourself, no one else will.
That's like, I'm snapping my fingers because that's like bomb.
But like, it's true. So stand up for your opinions. Say what you got to say, because if you don't respect yourself, people are going to walk all over you.
There's a difference between starting a fight or an argument and standing up for yourself.
Yes.
You can't be like, I don't want to start a fight. I don't want to, you know, you're non-confrontational and you're like, they just said something that was really not okay with me and it was really rude to me. Like, you got to be like, that's not going to fly.
Yeah.
Even if that means you need to walk away or sleep in the other room for a night or just not see them for like a week, like, for real.
Yeah.
Stand your ground and be independent and don't let people walk all over you because they'll continue to do it.
It's also hard when you like this inferior, if you see someone as loving, respectable, kind, they're supportive, but yet you always leave like conversations feeling less than or feeling unhappy or rejected or I don't know. It's not necessarily that they're like emotionally abusive, but you leave conversations feeling less than. And I think
I've been there for sure.
Yeah. And I think that there's like a way to, I don't know what to say. Like, this has happened, you know, in my past before. And it's like, you don't really, you can't pinpoint conversations and like pick a fight because you don't really know exactly what's being said.
Yeah.
But you do feel,
you can tell because you feel something.
Yeah.
And you have to, you end up going home and being like, wait a minute, that actually didn't make me feel good at all. I actually had a conversation with Jordan about a few like, just job opportunities that have come my way. I have a great job right now, but like they've just come my way over time, you know? And back a while ago, I had gotten an interview that I wanted to go through with, and he was kind of like trying to help me get ready for it. Mm-hmm. And Jordan is 30 going on 31 and I'm 24.
And very corporate ladder.
Yep, corporate ladder and different things like that. And he was being, how I interpreted it, super intense with me. With like prepping for the interview and prepping, and like, he's like, no, that you're not answering like how you actually would or should. And like, he's like, I know you're not being you. And I just started like crying because I was like, really emotional. And I was like, I feel inferior and I feel less than, because no matter what I say, you correct, because you are better in that area than I am, because I'm 24. And he's like, I never want you to feel corrected. You asked for my help.
And his reaction is the most important thing, because if he were to react and say, well, like, babe, like, I'm just like, I'm supposed to be helping you. The fact that he's responding and being like, I didn't mean to make you feel that way.
Yes. And he had like, no idea. I was
exactly.
That way.
He was honestly just trying to be supportive and help you.
Yeah. And I was totally like,
so like his reaction, I think, like, tells a lot. I mean, there's moments where you feel inferior for sure, but 100%. Like in general, you need to make sure you feel equal.
And equal. You need to feel equal. Yeah. Or what's the point of being in the relationship?
Exactly. It's a 50-50, babe.
I will say, you're never going to make the exact dollar amount that your significant other is making. And that sucks. And that feels a little bit weird. I'm not going to lie. You know, like Jordan's older than I am. His income looks a little bit different than mine. And that's really tough, especially when you're going to the store and you're trying to make things 50-50 and make it even.
Oh, that's hard.
And I can't just like free for all buy whatever I want. Like, I just don't think like that. Or like setting up the space here, like that was uncomfortable, and he knows this, and I've communicated that to him, but it's like setting up the space and making it my own, but I don't have the means. Like, I'm going to Amazon and he's going to Crate and Barrel, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, seriously. And so we found an equal medium, and I did some pieces and he did other pieces, and if we ever were to separate, those are his, so like it doesn't really matter.
So is that how you, I was gonna ask, like, how do you guys balance that out then? Like, if you go to a nice dinner, or like, how, like, if someone is in the same position as you, what do you do if someone makes more or less?
Yeah. You have to have the conversation.
Yeah.
Be real. Be like, listen, I feel a little bit uncomfortable. I can't spend money like you can. So know if we're going out to a nice dinner, I can either split it or, I mean, like I can get the drinks before, but like if you're telling me we're going to a nice dinner, you can't assume that I'm going to split it.
Yep.
Like if I brought it up and I was like, let's go to Billy, then yeah, I should probably at least offer to split or take the dinner check for once. But then I can like, we go back and forth. Like he'll give three and I'll give one sometimes, you know, and that's okay. It's not inappropriate. I'm not doing anything wrong.
No.
But you got to give in the other ways.
Exactly.
Like do other things for him.
I was gonna say, you also probably like bring him home or make him a cute little snack and bring it to him while he's, you know, whatever, playing video games or whatever
it is. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to find your ways to give back and it doesn't always have to be money. One more inferior thing. Let's see, where was it? Oh, chores. Okay. So I had a question.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask about gender roles.
Yes. And like I was like, what did we not get to yet in this area?
Okay. So what do you do about this gender role? And do you believe in gender roles?
I do not believe in gender roles. I think they're idiotic. I grew up with a mom. Once my parents separated, she did everything, including mowing the lawn and grilling. So I don't know what gender role there is there, but she's a boss ass bitch.
I have a very different experience.
I was going
to
say.
But so. I agree with you. I don't attend to gender roles.
I'll tell mine very slightly, and then I really want to hear yours because I love hearing these dynamics. So for Jordan and I here, last night we chose Sunday night to clean the bathroom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We both clean the bathroom.
Cute.
But I clean the toilet because I clean much better, obviously, because I'm scrubbing in there. My elbow grease is really moving. But
he like picks up the items and you scrub.
Yeah, basically.
He makes it clean and then you scrub.
He's like vacuuming. We're doing that simultaneously. But like, I don't do his laundry. I don't clean up after him. Like, sure, I'll do the dishes sometimes if they're, you know, he's busy and I know he's having a hard day for sure. But no, I'm not cleaning up after you. Like, that's not my job.
Yeah.
I pick up after myself. I'm not changing just because we live under the same roof. You can take care of yourself. I will take care of myself. We will cohabitat.
I love.
And we will go forward with that. With dinner, I will look at him if he's not helping and I'll go, oh, that's interesting. You're sitting down. And I'm standing over here. And he's like, oh, yeah, sorry, babe. Like, gets up and helps. Like, no, if you want to eat, you're going to help or we'll take turns.
Yeah.
Which is fair. Ah, sorry. I just like fairness, damn it. Like, you know what? You got to give and get, okay?
We all do.
Anywho, so that's my current.
I'm 100% with you.
Yeah. Like, I feel like, you and I think the same.
I think if I were to be living with someone, it would be like a conversation. We'd sit down. We'd say, like, what chores do you like? What chores do I like? All right. Oh, crap. We both don't like this one. Okay. We'll do it together. Or like,
Well, it's divide random shit and too. Conquer. It's like I'll vacuum, you know, whatever, just because I feel like there's dirt on the ground, whatever. Yeah, so anyway,
for sure.
But okay. On the flip side, what were you going to say about that?
Oh.
Oh, what were you going to say a little bit about what you had or no?
Oh, I was just going to say, like my parents are together.
Yeah.
But my dad definitely makes the money. And my mom was a teacher for a little bit. And then she took care of the kids and she cooked, she cleaned, you know, so I saw the complete, I didn't see my mom, you know, on her own and doing everything financially, just because she didn't have to, but she took everything she could. She was just this amazing woman who like, cooked me breakfast every morning. I remember like for school, she was just the best mom she could possibly be. And I think that's amazing, but I'm not sure if I will want that exactly.
Like
maybe if I have kids and like my husband makes a lot more than me for some reason, like maybe I think it's kind of a circumstantial type of, you know, situation, but it's going to have to be a conversation no matter what.
Your choice.
If she doesn't want to be the typical cook clean type of woman, like I think no matter what, the man's supposed to be helping with some shit for sure.
I just think you got to decide what feels right for you.
Yeah.
And if it's appropriate, it has to just be fair. Whatever your definition of fair is, I would never like, you know, knock anybody because they want to have roles. That's totally fine. If you feel you're better at something and you actually genuinely like to do something, fine. You know, like that's what's healthy. But you have to find your healthy on your own.
Find your healthy. Love
find
that.
Your healthy.
Ooh. Find your healthy. So when you're living with Jordan.
Yes, Jordan.
As you get to know each other, you do find imperfections with each other. Like everyone has imperfections. You have insecurities. So how do you continue to love each other and like consciously love each other?
Usually I just go in the corner and I scream into a pillow. Just kidding.
Bitch, I'm talking love types.
No, I'm just kidding.
Love languages.
No, I just wanted to see what you had to say.
I was like, I hope she gets this transition.
I need to cross my leg because it's driving me nuts. My knee has been bugging me, so I like can't sit.
Yeah, these
normally.
Microphones, we just definitely just have to figure them out.
Yeah, we just got to figure out how we can sit. You can go over there.
Is my labia out yet?
Well, I don't know. I can't see.
All right.
Okay, so love languages. Or you're just asking me in general, like, how do I get over if I see a little bit of a little something? No. What did I just say?
I don't know. My question for you is like, do you have a love language that you like to receive love and is Jordan? And then is that one way that you guys kind of make sure that you show each other that you love each other? Because once you start dating someone or it's like a new relationship, it's this honeymoon phase. You're in love. You're so happy. It's like you don't see any of the flaws. You're clouded. And then you get to know someone and there's a little bit of imperfections and it becomes a conscious love. And for some reason, a lot of people might not get to that point because you end up leaving them because you're like, okay, well, this isn't the person for me. But in reality, every relationship is going to be hard and you have to work for it. And you have to figure out how the other person feels loved and vice versa. So my question for you is like, yeah, like, do you guys, have you had to have this conversation yet?
Yeah, we had it like earlier on and we did the love language test. Mine's words of affirmation, surprise and quality time. Mm-hmm. And Jordan's is acts of service and quality time.
Okay.
So yeah. What we've had to do, and in the beginning, it was very obvious, like you just do things for each other because you're excited. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, it's still exciting. It's just like, you know each other so well. So like, it's more so... You have to be conscious of it. And I've been like, you know, do you think I'm beautiful? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, well, I don't hear you say it. Mm-hmm. And I would appreciate if you told me that, you know, I want to feel those things. I like words.
I remember like our beginning of our podcast, we were talking about, we're like, yeah, they just need to tell you look good. Like say, damn, babe, you look good in those jeans. Yes. And he spanks your ass as you walk out of the door.
Give me a little spank.
Yeah.
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 But
I agree.
It's improved because Jordan breaks out of his shell over time.
Yeah.
So really
he was nervous at first.
He was kind of nervous, but I make a conscious effort to like, he's coming home and he's not home yet. And he's like coming home from golf and I'm already in bed or whatever. It's late. I'll get him a water and like have things like by the bedside table or like I make the bed because I know he wants a nap later or like acts of service. Like those
leave him a
little
note.
Things. Yeah. I used to do it all the time. Now he's a note leaver. He wouldn't want people to know that, but he's a note leaver.
But isn't
especially if I storm out and I'm like a little like pissy because I have my period or whatever. He'll like leave. He's like the other day, I'm going to tell you guys this, but I hope he doesn't listen to this because he'll get mad because he'll be like, hey, watch it. Don't tell me people my secrets. I was like mad. It was probably something dumb. I think I was my period and I was being sassy. And he made a little list and it was on a big piece of like printer paper. It's probably all he could find. And it wrote in like a big marker. And he's like, put the dishes away, wipe down the countertops.
Oh, I thought he was
vacuumed.
Wait, babe.
What?
That made it sound like he was giving you a list of chores.
Oh, no, no.
I was
and
like,
that's
well,
my love language.
I was like, wait a second.
No, no. He was saying
he's like Sid, wipe down the counters.
Oh,
it's like, it was like PTSD to when you get home from school.
No, middle school.
And your mom would leave you a chore, empty the dishwasher, vacuum the living room.
Oh, you remember how hard those things were?
Yeah, I wanted to.
I was like,
I just want to go outside and play night games with my neighbor.
I'm like, Drake and Josh is on. I can't even see the TV from the kitchen.
Dude, like, yes.
Oh my God.
Okay,
no.
But he did all that stuff.
Did all those things and he goes, I love you and don't forget it. And then put a little heart and he's like, see you later.
Acts
and
of
it was just, he was giving though in an acts of service, but he mixed in a words of affirmation. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
So we tend to want to give the way we receive. And that's hard for me because I used to really be like, Jordan, I appreciate you and I love you so much and I really care about
he's
you.
He's like, and cool.
And he's laying there and he's like, thank you.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm like, he did not feel that at all. He didn't feel any of the feeling that I sent through him in my words. So you just kind of have to adjust. It's hard.
I was going to say, if you don't know what your love language is, one way to figure that out is Yeah, see how you express it. So like if you express it in words of affirmation, you probably also are like want to receive words of affirmation.
Yeah.
There's also quizzes out there to take the quiz to see what your top, they rate them like percentage wise. So like your top two, you know, are probably more important to you. Another way to see what your love language is, look for the negative. And I know this sounds bad, but like something that your partner does that really hurts you.
Oh,
for example, if they tell you something and it just digs deep and it's like, wow, you cannot get over that. It's probably words of affirmation.
Interesting.
If there's no sex and no touching, no cuddling, and you're like this, I feel really hurt. Like he doesn't love me. It's probably physical touch. Like, so you can, there's other ways to kind of see what you are.
I'd never thought of it like that. I was going to ask you, what's yours? And also, have you ever been in a relationship where you felt like it was lacking what you needed?
Yeah. All my relationships, I've had this conversation a little bit. There's some that have been better than others, for sure. Like, but mine, surprisingly, is, I think it was words of affirmation was number one and acts of service was number two.
Okay, yeah.
I love like note leaving. I love someone
you told
to,
me
like,
that, I remember.
I was going to put back rubs under acts of service instead of physical touch because a back rub does not always lead to sex for me. I just want a good ass back rub. Get into my knots. I want you to work. I want your elbow in there. This is an act of service. Thank
it's
you.
Like you're teaching a fitness class. I want you in there. No, I want you getting in there deep.
Why
I want you to really
dude so much
three,
today.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah. I'm like 3, 2, 1. Now press, push. Anyways, mine is words of affirmation, which I thought it wasn't because I think I'm really confident. I'm like, yeah, I come off as confident. I feel confident. I like who I am. I don't need anyone to affirm me with their words.
Yeah.
But in a relationship, it's so much different.
It's different.
I can validate the fuck out of myself. I'm like, yes, girl, work it.
You're good at that.
You look good today. You're going to kill this class, whatever. But in a relationship, I need someone to be like, I want you to come over.
Yeah.
I want you. I'm like, instead of like come over or like, do you
want
to come over?
I'm
always like, well, do you want me to come over? Well, do you want to come over? Well, do you want me? Like, actually want me there?
Ask me.
They're like, yes. I'm like, say the full sentence.
Yeah.
Yes, I want you there. I'm like, okay.
Okay,
on my
coming.
Way. Okay, on my way.
Well,
but
it's
you know what I
courtesy
mean?
Courtesy, too. Like, putting in the effort to be like, yeah, I would like you to come over. I want you to be there.
Yeah.
Would you want to come over on Wednesday night? Like, we could do this. Or
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, it means way more than,
or
like,
I wanna
are
you see
coming
you,
over?
I want to see you again.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So
I know we feel those things.
Yeah.
I feel them.
Why do I need it so much? But if you don't know the other love languages, so it's quality time, which is like uninterrupted, good conversation with your partner.
Yep.
Physical touch, acts of service, words of affirmation, and receiving gifts. Receiving gifts was my last one.
On the list, you mean like that was your least favorite?
Yeah, that was my least
I think one. It's awkward. Think about Christmas. Like you're sitting there, thank you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. I love sweaters, but I'm just going to put that there. Then you're awkwardly like, thanks again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Or
thank
something
you
don't like.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm not really, I feel awkward with gifts. I don't know why. Maybe it feels like I'm not like compensating enough for it.
Yeah.
Because it's an item.
Exactly.
I don't know why my fingers are doing this either, but they're doing this thing.
I also think it's funny because if you ask a lot of men what their love language is, every single dude goes, physical touch.
I knew you were going to say
that. I'm like, are you sure? Are you actually sure? Like, I'm a very sexual person, but physical touch is not my top one. Like, and every single guy you ask, I swear, is like, yeah, physical touch.
Yeah, for sure,
I'm
buddy.
Like, are you actually sure, though? Like, dig a little deeper, buddy.
No. And I will say, if you're with a guy or a gal that's like, I don't believe in love languages,
they aren't going to put a conscious effort.
They're not going to put a conscious effort in it, probably. I'm not going to lie to you. Unless they're wonderful to you without that. Whoa, God. You got to be a little more in tune with how you're feeling and what you're doing. That's all I got to say.
Exactly.
Your relationship pieces. So anyway, love languages are extremely important and pay attention to them
and
give them a little nurturing, okay?
Nurture.
From me to you. A little
wow.
advice.
Are we good with love languages? Should we go into straight candid stories from
I
our
think
listeners?
It's time.
But first.
Oh, my.
Y'all, I'm going to pick this up today. Wish me luck.
Who is this over here?
Attention to all men across the galaxy, all the way from Australia to Houston.
Whoa.
Do you have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with their fourth generation and brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet with their Performance Package 4.0. The orbits in his pants will feel like they're in zero gravity when he uses the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready for takeoff going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code CANDID20. This is for you ladies too. Go get them some Manscaped 4.0. Ooh. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker. Ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop reviver, toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold his whole solar system. Wow.
I have something to say after this.
Yes,
I just remembered.
Yes, yes. Men, abort hairy balls and Buzz Lightyear, you're Woody with Manscaped. Yo, get 20% off free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. His space balls will thank you.
Oh, my Lanta. They're good. Can I say something that reminded me of that? And then I'll do the straight candid moments and advice. Basically, Scotty went in to the vet.
Speaking of balls.
I know. I was going to say, Scotty went to the vet. He was going to get his little neutered situation, little ball chopping. And the vet calls me and she's like, I don't know how to say this, but we can only find one of his nut sacks.
The way you said it. We can only find one of his nut.
That's because it was like, we can only find one of his jugulars or something, like really like.
Please.
Like no. Something jugular? Like very specific. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, I go. Wait, what? Like only one of his balls? And she's like, yes, one of his, in his area. Like,
you're like, only one of his nuts?
I'm like, where's his other nut? And she's like, we don't know. We took an x-ray. We can't find it. So I don't know if it fell out or if he never had it, but I call him the one nut wonder now. And
wait, that's great. The one nut wonder.
He's just like my little one nut wonder. Never have I ever had a stray animal be such a problem, though. I tell you.
I bet his
he
other.
Has so many health issues.
I bet his other ball, though, was really high functioning.
Yeah,
I bet that
she said it. She
I bet
felt
that one
it.
Ball is huge and produces a ton of
that's
sperm.
What she said. She goes, I felt down there, and you know how you probably don't know this if you don't have a cat, but cats' penises are inside of them. Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Wait,
like, yeah,
work?
Don't ask. I don't understand. But she goes, I felt down there, and he was very large and in charge. And I was like, she's like, so I assumed he's, you know, an elderly male and had every piece. Mm-hmm. And I assumed wrong. And I'm like, so he only has one ball. Like, we're going to say that. He only has one ball.
So he still had to get neutered with one ball.
Yeah.
Because that one ball was high functioning.
Yeah. Cats pee everywhere when they're not neutered. Yeah. And they eat everything in sight. It's
I know
freaking terrifying.
I know a human male who has one ball.
Okay.
Yeah. It's quite
interesting. I actually think I know someone with that too.
Yeah. Like, it's common.
Yeah, I think. Or maybe not. I think it is.
Andrew says yes, it's common.
Is it common?
You know a few people with one ball?
I don't have a ball, so I just don't know what's common, what's
boys,
not. Boys,
as long
cares?
As you got one ball, you're okay. No,
I don't think it.
Honestly, girls don't love balls. Anyways.
I'm not going to lie. I've never looked it in the eye. I never plan to look them in the eye.
Really?
I wouldn't know if you had one. I don't care.
They're kind of fun. Stretchy.
Stop. Okay. Straight Candid Moments, you guys.
Stretchy.
Also, exciting news. The reason we haven't been reading our little intro for the Straight Candid Moments is because we have someone creating us one that's going to be very beautiful and fun. Our little intro.
Oh.
Yeah. You were like, what?
No, not for Straight Candid Moments, though.
Well, I kind of thought it was for Straight Candid Moments.
But we are having.
In the beginning.
Yeah, we are having.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Not our every Straight Candid Moment. Sorry, I'm a little like.
Hannah from Peel Design Co. We're going to have a really sick intro to our actual podcast.
Yeah.
Yes. Coming.
I'm a little.
It's going to be sick.
I'm struggling a little
bit.
We
are struggling.
Today.
We're both
My
struggling.
Brain hurts, but
it's
that's okay.
Okay, all right,
so.
Straight Candid Moment.
What's, straight Candid Moment. We're
going to do advice first.
Let's do Straight Candid Moment first. And then we'll go into advice. Okay, so this was sent from someone. And they wrote hashtag straight candid moment. Okay, so I went on this date with this guy that I had met a handful of times hanging out with his friends. He seemed super mature and cute, my type too. He asked me out and I said yes. And he took me to a kind of fancy restaurant. He was trying to wine and dine me and I was just letting it happen. He even ordered us an expensive bottle of wine that I was super thankful I wasn't going to have to pay for. We get the check. And he says he forgot his wallet.
Oh, sure.
Alligator hands. I was rattled.
Alligator hands.
Also confused because it seemed very scripted, but I paid because I didn't have any other choice. And he said he'd Venmo. it gets worse. Mm. We leave, and on my wine buzz, he asks if he can come over, and I say, fine. We go to my space.
She let him come over after he had alligator
hands.
She
did say Venmo, that he said he was going to Venmo. But we get to my place. Things get steamy real quick. We are doing the deed, and he pees inside me. Full on pees. Bladder release. I'm wet and shocked and immediately stop and get confused. He acts calm and says that that was fun. Confused, I get dressed. I have nothing to say. And I say it's time for him to leave. He's a little shocked, but still very calm. He leaves my place, leaves his pee with me. My bed is soaked. My Venmo is empty. And I am getting a text saying, that was so fun. Can't wait to do it together again. Absolutely not.
Wait
a second.
He peed inside of her. I read this about a week ago, and I was like, wait, hold on. What?
Was he really drunk?
No, I don't think so.
Well, even if he was, you know what? Okay,
this person had sent a voice memo after, so I like knew a little more context, but yeah.
Okay, immediately, my thought is like he was trying to fake an orgasm, so he decided to pee a little bit.
I don't want your pee in
but
my...
But no. I don't know.
Can you imagine, though, seriously, if they were like, and like peed... I feel and like just that released.
That would
released pee.
You know what I would think? Oh my God, my pH balance is so messed up after that.
Oh God, oh God. I would think germs everywhere, germs. Yeah. This is God, you got to flip your mattress and everything. Oh geez.
So no second date for him.
And and also don't believe the Venmo BS. Bring your card, buddy. That's what I have to say. Wow. I couldn't have believed that one, and I could not wait to read it to you. So,
oh my gosh, he peed.
Straight cannon moments. There you have it. Wow. Holy hell.
Y'all, please keep sending your straight cannon moments. We don't always ask on our stories, but our DMs are always open for a crazy ass story. So please keep them coming.
And I promise you, if we haven't responded, we will respond and we will read it. Yeah. We just have a handful.
Our DMs have been insane. Lately.
Yeah, it's been a little difficult to keep up. Not going to lie. But we love hearing from you. It's not a bad thing at all. So,
yes. And to be honest, sometimes we read them. We just haven't replied yet. So just, you know.
Okay. We know you're talking to us.
I was going to say, let me see if I can find it. Okay, this is actually written in today. So I thought it was just relevant. And I told her we'd talk about it on the podcast.
Yay, okay.
So it's straight candid advice. So we're supposed to give our straight candid opinion. So she has a work crush.
Okay.
Word for word. He is older than me, super introverted. You have to beat conversation out of him. I've asked coworkers about him and they say he is super funny, nice, etc., but very reserved. Mm-hmm. I've slacked him a couple times. Sounds like Sid.
Cute.
I've slacked him a couple times and he replies but never starts the conversation. I have to walk past him every freaking time I have to pee at work, and sometimes I say, hey, hi, what's up? Sometimes nothing. He is 34 and I'm 25, so I feel like he would be ready for a relationship, but I have zero clue if he is even interested. Friends say just ask him to drinks, but that feels very bold. Any suggestions?
Ooh. So a work little crush. Okay.
A work crush is the best. They're so sexy.
They're fun until they're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until you realize you're like, whoa, I knew you from 9 to 5, not 5 to 9. You know what I mean?
And you're like, shit, I see you every day now.
Yeah, you're like, hey. Remember the other night? I don't want to either. So this one's really tough. Because if he's not initiating conversation, that's a little difficult to get behind of like being like, maybe, yeah, he's probably pretty interested, but also he's 34.
Yep.
So your communication styles are likely very different, especially across like Slack. Also, he's 34. He might be at a different, you know, level in your work. I'm not assuming, but if he's older, it's more likely. He might be trying to keep it professional at work. He might be tempted. I'm kind of trying to think through. I wish I had a little more context.
I was just going to say, I really like what you said about Slack and how he's might be older and not know how to communicate that very well over Slack. Obviously, like our generation is like, we can easily kind of, innocently flirt over Slack. That's still like work appropriate. My tactic, I'm not sure. Mm. This is how I do it. Like if I like someone and I want to flirt, I am just overly like flirty, I guess, like in a funny way. Like you could walk past him when you're peeing and be like, what's his name? Let's call him Brian. Brian, you're looking fresh today, or like looking clean, looking snazzy.
Yeah.
And like kind of like purposely make him uncomfortable, and he'll be like, oh, thanks. And you're like, you know, you just kind of walk away. And like every day, maybe find like a new compliment. It could be like,
oh, this, I like that.
You start to build like this rapport with him. Like, Brian, your hair's looking fresh. Or Brian, nice shoes today. Just keep doing it. Make it like a little thing.
Find a good idea like that. I actually really like that one. You could play off that. Mm-hmm. Or even if you can't think of it like a compliment, find, does he have something on his desk? Does he like sports? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like comment on something like that. Like break him out of his shell a little bit. Make the conversation roll.
And he might just laugh, you know, in response. Yeah. And like just keep doing it every day.
Yeah, or you could do like, I would do, this is what I would do. I'd say like, see a Wild jersey or a little Wild thing. Let's say he's a hockey fan. I'd be like,
let's just say,
I love that basketball team.
Let's just say he has a Packers bobblehead on his desk. This is what I would do. Okay, Sid.
I'm just thinking, I feel like some guys usually like might have a sports team or a photo of somewhere they've been, or like if you're at a desk or something. But I'm annoying. So I'd be like, oh my God, the Minnesota Wild. I love our basketball team. Bye. And I'd walk away, like make them think that you have no clue.
Oh, that's
and then walk back by and be like, by the way, I know they're a hockey team. I'm not dumb. I played hockey. Okay, bye. And like just like add like little pieces of who you are, or be like, I need a drink this weekend. And then be like, also, have you ever been to whatever? Mm-hmm. Like you can make conversation and then ask a question, get a little deeper.
I definitely wouldn't go up and ask him out for drinks.
Especially
because you can't read him yet.
No.
Make it like fun for a couple weeks. Like I would honestly do something funny every single day when you pee to the bathroom. Like,
yeah.
I know I have a small bladder, Brian. Brian, don't judge me. Brian, stop judging me. Uh-huh. Brian, nice pants. Looking good.
Could like peep your head out the door and be like, are you timing me?
Yeah. Be like, Brian, watch how fast I can pee.
Yeah,
like,
can you time me really quick?
And then annoying. Once he's laughing and like kind of gets to know you, then maybe slide in, be like, yo.
Because sounds like you slacked him. You've made conversation. So give it a little time. Be a little more friendly and give yourself a goal to like make conversation. Boom. Done.
Boom,
amazing.
Done. Wow.
Keep sending your advice to you guys, because I have a few that I'm excited for in our episodes coming, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to answer.
I know, I get pumped. Also, if you have advice for, like, let's say you're like, this is how I get free drinks at the bar. Someone wrote that in one time and she gave us the best tactics.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you had advice or little like key tactics to do something.
Yeah.
Like send that in as well. That's also
key advice, things you've learned, maybe something that like we talked about and you're like, actually, like this also helped me. Mm-hmm. Send it in. We'd love to hear it. We have really exciting episodes coming.
We're getting to the end.
We have Hello Teffy coming, you guys. Holy shyster. I want you to know, because I want you to go creep on her and send us questions that you want us to ask her. But
her Instagram is
Hello Teffy, T-E-F-I.
Tay.
Hello, Teffy. She's amazing.
Give
go check
us
her
a
out.
Follow at Candid Sid.
At Candid Soph. At Straight Candid Podcast. Oh, God, we rehearsed that. No, but you guys, we've also got our 1-year anniversary of Straight Candid Podcast coming up. Woo! And we have a surprise for you that week. So not only will we be releasing a podcast, we will tell you something special. Okay. And lastly, Straight Candid workouts, Crispin Green. Don't forget, go do it now. Go subscribe to YouTube. And finally, spooky season's coming up. So you bet your bottom dollar. I talked about ghosts in that last episode. We'll talk about ghosts.
Sid keeps saying finally, but I have one more.
And lastly,
I'm
just kidding. What?
Also, we mentioned this last episode, but we are still doing a giveaway for a hoodie. In order to be eligible, you have to go to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5 stars. Hopefully, if you like us and give us a 5 stars, and write a little review for us. So that would be very meaningful. Make sure you do that. I think that'll be open for the next, we'll say probably 2 weeks, yep. I would say. So yep. Do it between now and then, and you'll be eligible for a free hoodie, baby.
And
honestly, not many people have done it.
Yeah, and send your name, please, on Instagram.
Yeah, give us your Instagram handle at the bottom or something.
Like if you're if your Apple Podcasting is like potato321, I'm not going to be able to figure out that you're Sarah Johnson. You know what I mean? Anywho, we appreciate you. Thanks, Back Pocket Production. I almost said Back Pocket Podcast, but same thing. They rock. They're our boys. And Soph, glad to be back.
Glad to be back. Felt good.
Glad to be back. Glad we took a week off, and I'm glad we feel better.
Me too.
Oh, my sugar.
My sugar.
Back and better than ever. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I have to tinkle.
She's got to poop.
Wow. How long was that?
3 hours 6.
Fuck.
Oh, that's not bad.
I know. We did good, though.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Was it good?
You liked it?
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
Sometimes
I think that was really helpful. That was a helpful one.
I black out most of the time, like not because I'm nervous, but just because we have so much to say and I'm bouncing. You'll say something, I'm like,
And then I forget what I was going to say, and then I'm listening, and then I listen, and then I forget, and then I listen, and then I forget.
Yeah, same. But then I'm like, I think every episode that I black out on, they're pretty good episodes, so that's good.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like early ones, like where you got super, like more personal than you typically
have. Yeah, we haven't done that in a while, so I think it was important that we did. Mm-hmm. You think so?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've heard you talk about Jordan like that.
Yeah, I haven't either. That was really cool.
Hopefully. Did I make him sound terrible?
No, he sounded like a really good boy.
Okay, you sure? Are you sure? Okay, because sometimes I like only remember when I like called him out for showing his butt.
No, he sounded really good.
Okay, good. Hey!